You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The mathematics curriculum is currently being refreshed, and the direction we understand is being taken from a Royal Society report that was published towards the end of last year by a group who got together and have made 10 recommendations to the Ministry of Education on the refresh of the mathematics and statistics curriculum. So at the moment, I guess that there is not as much clarity as we'd like. The general recommendations from that report point to having greater breadth of mathematics learning for students in New Zealand. There is a feeling, that there is research that supports it too, that students have not been receiving what the ministry referred to as a balanced diet of maths. And some things, like I think it was pointed out in the recent media release, that things like geometry and measurement and statistics have been left a little bit aside, especially in primary schooling, with, I guess, unintended outcomes of the numeracy project, which started in 2002 and was the main, I guess, default curriculum for primary schools, was a very, very strong focus on just building number skills.
As you say, recent testing has identified like measurement and statistics and geometry as areas of weakness. Yep. Is there something conceptually unique about these subjects that makes them harder to grasp? Or is it just that children aren't being exposed to it early enough? Is there kind of one cause for these weaknesses, or is it a myriad of things?
I think it's probably a myriad of things. The Royal Society report also points to students not receiving enough time learning mathematics and particularly in primary schools. So the recommendation is that students do have at least 1 hour a day dedicated to learning mathematics. So there could be a myriad of things. Some might be a lack of experience and a lack of time devoted to learning maths. And the other might be that particularly those strands or what we call the strands, geometry, measurement and statistics, have not been paid enough attention. I think that the report also points to weaknesses in teachers' subject content knowledge in primary. So teachers who have lacked the confidence and the knowledge to teach certain aspects of maths is possibly coming into play. So, yeah, there's a myriad of things really going on that certainly the Royal Society panel report does point to.
So is streaming or grouping by ability, is that a helpful way to target kids' weaknesses in certain areas?
Certainly not. There's a very strong, several strong groups actually, and the recommendation from the report again is dismissing any notion of streaming or ability grouping in any curriculum area, and it's particularly had a detrimental effect on mathematics. And that's played out a lot, particularly in relation to priority learners, our Māori and Pacific learners. There's strong research now to suggest that streaming and ability grouping has not served outcomes for learners well at all.
What is it about that strategy that makes it a negative?
Generally, it's having low expectations and having deficit views of students' abilities. It comes down to schools, teachers, whatever beliefs, mm-hmm. that there is fixed ability to do a subject or not, rather than providing different experiences for some learners.
So is the alternative just having all of the kids working together?
Well, the alternative is to not ability group. So that wouldn't necessarily mean all students are learning together as a whole class instruction, but it would mean that students are grouped, not according to ability.
NCEA students aren't achieving as they should be, and that might be a result of their early education. And a study has also revealed that 40% of students who gain NCEA level 2, for example, aren't actually functionally numerate. Can you maybe comment on how this occurs, that they go through a year of schooling in the subject, they pass, and they still come out the other end incapable? Is it that our testing methods are inadequate? Is this a trend across the system?
My big question at the moment is assessment, because students go through the first 8 years of their schooling without having any testing format. We don't test in New Zealand. Other countries have national tests or have subject-specific tests every year. We rely heavily on the curriculum guiding the expectations for learning and for teachers to make overall teacher judgments. And whilst I would hate to see that go, questions whether the robustness of those decisions has been there or not. So, kids go through, I guess it's almost 10 years, because really when they get to high school, they are tested, but the high stakes testing doesn't come until year 11 at the NCEA level 1, 2 and 3. In primary school, there isn't, schools make up their own tests if they want to test kids, but generally the reliance is on forming evidence-based overall teacher judgments on whether a student has achieved what they should have at that level. And the curriculum does have broad curriculum levels that span over 2 years. And I think the Royal Society report is pointing to having far more explicit expectations at each year level, so teachers know what to expect.
Do you think it would be helpful then that students start to get tested earlier? Is this deficit that we're seeing in later years actually a deficit in being able to take tests?
No, I don't. You can possibly have an argument that having our kids more test savvy would allow us to perform better on international tests such as PISA and TIMSS. But I don't think that, you know, I don't think we need to go down a national testing route, because that doesn't serve learning particularly well either. Yes. I mean, globally, the OECD compass for education to 2030 is pointing strongly away from testing as an assessment regime and more to project-based or more more what we do in primary, actually, is gathering evidence and students actually performing against a broader range of skills.
In your opinion, with all of the evidence, what do you think is the best conglomeration of strategies going forward?
I think if we paid attention to the recommendations from the Royal Society report and did them well, and also the recently produced Communications, Literacy, Numeracy and Mathematics Strategy and Statistics, yes, it's a very long name, I think what's articulated there and mirrored through the recommendations in the Royal Society report would probably be, and I would hope that the curriculum refresh pays strong attention to those things, that we do enhance and increase the mathematics teaching workforce. We have mathematics specialist teachers who are able to support other teachers and students in schools, have better safety nets for students who are not achieving at expected levels, and certainly provide teachers with strategies and really robust pedagogies that would support, I hate using the word ability, mixed ability groupings or heterogeneous groupings within classrooms.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.